Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Public, and welcome to the You Can Be an Overcomer's Gospel Show with your host, Pastor D.K. Martin. And this broadcast is sponsored in part by the Alexander Funeral Home, located 1424 Statesville Avenue here in the city of Charlotte, North Carolina. And the phone number is 704-333-1167. Or you can go to their website, and it is www.alexanderfunerals.com. Also, we want to thank Flora's Restaurant, located 1820 Milton Road, located right here in the city of Charlotte, North Carolina. And their phone number is 704-537-2800. Owned and operated by Miss Donna Brown. And before I get started, I want to say happy birthday to all of you that will celebrate the gift of life during the month of January. Prayer shouts go out to the sick and shut-ins, and bereaved families. We're covering you with our prayers. And also to all of our Facebook friends, I want to send a shout-out all the way out to Salt Lake City, Utah, to Honey, I'm Just Blessed, Miss Etta Hudson Rayner, Evangeline Legan, Mr. Stanley Alexander, Ted Martin, and Mr. Marcel and Tanya Cooper, all from Charlotte, North Carolina. Now listen, y'all keep it moving, get your praise on, and make it do what it do right here on Praise. This is Pastor D.K. Martin, pastor of the Greater New Life Baptist Church, 1413 Anderson Street, here in the city of Charlotte. The word for today comes from 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Stay with Christ and keep your joy. Sponsored by Floyd's Restaurant, 1820 Milton Road. Off the plaza. Open 7 days a week. Serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday starting at 7 a.m. and lunch and dinner throughout the week. Phone number is 704-537-2800. That's 704-537-2800. Owned and operated by Miss Donna Brown. And remember, you can be an overcomer. All right, my brothers and sisters, I have a song for you. It's Sunday morning again. Reverend Joe Brown out of New York City. You know it's Sunday. Get your praise on right here with Pastor D.K. Martin on Praise.
Mama would get up early and make a good breakfast. Daddy would come and make all of the children get up out of the bed and get ready for church. And you know it didn't matter how old you was as a child or how late you stayed out Saturday night. If you stayed at my father's house, you had to get up for church. Well, it's Sunday morning again.
It's Sunday morning again.
I'm on my way out to church.
I'm on my way out to church.
I'm gonna praise the Lord.
I'm gonna praise the Lord.
For he has done so much.
For he has done so much.
He opened doors for me.
Done so much.
On a Monday he picked me up.
brothers and sisters, there is a great need for an encouraging word. For 2015, I have it for you. Keep it locked right here. Entitled, Wisdom for the New Year, right here on Praise.
How many of you are praying this morning?
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 24, verses 5, and it reads, a wise man is strong. Yeah, a man of knowledge increaseth strength. For by wise counsel thou shalt make thy war, and in the multitude of counselors there is safety. I want to talk to us from this thought. Be wise in the new year. Be wise in the new year. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor. Be wise in the new year. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Certainly, Father, in Jesus' name, we depend upon you each and every day and every hour. We pray that you would give us preaching power, insight into your word. We thank you for your presence and your people today. We decrease that thou may increase. In Jesus' name. And the church says, amen. Being wise in the new year. I have personally had to learn the hard way. Young in age and yet still learning, but there are some experiences, even though one may tell you, roads not to travel, associations not to embrace. Sometimes, and I believe I can speak for all of us, we all have had to learn the hard way. My teachers used to say in school, a hard head makes a soft behind. And I guess if you look at me, you can tell that I don't have much there. Could it be due to being hard-headed? Well, no, that's just how I'm made. But spiritually, all of us have had to learn the hard way. It is important for every generation to foster a relationship with older saints, men and women of God. They are not sharing or showing their covering of maturity in the form of this beautiful gray or silver hair. They have been around the block more than just a few times. If we all be honest, some of our saints that are older and matured have had to stop running around their blocks to help to encourage you to stop running around your own negative blocks. So therefore, we serve a dual purpose, not just for ourselves, but to each other. It's very difficult to see loved ones and friends that you know that are headed in the wrong direction and you don't make mention or you don't sound the alarm that you are going in the wrong direction. 2015 for the church is going to be a spectacular year. But also it's going to be a year of suffering and encounters, but be not dismayed. God is not going to leave us. He's not going to abandon us. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
But this year is very crucial because it's going to take your past experiences and you're going to have to apply wisdom, which is applied knowledge, that your footsteps upon you volunteering and surrendering to God, that he may order your steps in such a way you won't forfeit the daily blessings that God has for you. I want my blessings. Amen. And if you don't want yours, I'll take them. And I know if I don't want mine, you'll surely take them. But wisdom is very important. Solomon, one of the wisest men who lived, at the close of his life, ending of his life, so sad, this great walking Encyclopedia Britannica. It wasn't named that in that day, but he was so smart and so wise that in his latter days, he could not apply his own wisdom. It would be a sad commentary to walk with God and get to the finish line and forget you're supposed to finish. You don't start something for the Lord and then cease from it. You don't engage in spiritual activity and then find reasons why you can't continue. Thanks be unto God, there are walking spiritual anointed vessels that are filled with wisdom. If you take the time out and share with them, they will let you know you don't live in this life without God.
Amen.
Y'all gonna pray with me. You don't live in this world without kingdom covering. You're putting yourself, you're placing yourself in harm's way. In a world where you can have church on Sunday and then have to face with the world the sad news that lives are being taken, robbed, stolen. So much chaos in this world, but I bring you some good news. God is passing out wisdom to those who want to live in this world soberly. It's not advisory that you be spiritually intoxicated with all that we are dealing with as the people of this world. But again, there's good news from the kingdom. God wants us to increase in wisdom. A wise man who sees that there is no fulfilling in his or her life will stop and ask the question, will you continue walking in your foolishness? Don't hate and don't become jealous or envious at those who are sacrificially. Help me preach here. Paying the dues so that they can show the world that God is still in business and that God is still all powerful. And here's the question, do you know the meaning of being born again? I believe every situation anyone ever faces, if they ever accept this conversion experience, you will realize how dark your life really was without the light of Christ shining on your life. Jesus told Nicodemus, he said, listen, 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 you're a ruler. Don't you understand these things? You must be born again. I believe that I would be collapsing with others. Amen. If I had not been born again. This human nature is so unpredictable. It's so fickle. You cannot depend on it. There's no guarantee that your flesh is wise enough to keep you out of trouble, but it is crafty enough to put you in trouble. So one needs wisdom. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, yeah, we need wisdom. With all that getting, you must get what? Understanding. Wisdom is the principal thing. Amen. We need wisdom. When I look at the news, when I hear the news, when I see what's going on, I'm like the old folk, walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. While I'm on this tedious journey. How many of you know that there's not a walk like walking with God? See, some people bail out when you get in trouble. Amen. Because of fear, some folk just can't handle crisis. I wish I had a witness here. But if you find somebody who's been there and done that and can show you in God's word how the walk with God can be most effective, they will thank you to the day they die. Because I believe that the church now needs to spread the table of wisdom. Now, not everybody is going to eat from that table. And the sad commentary, it will be noticed that many aren't eating from the table of wisdom. How, Pastor Martin? By choices we make, decisions that we make, things that we do, things that we allow. But there's something about wisdom, even for the highest office in the country. Our president needs to be guided by wisdom. Because there are wars on every corner of this planet. Do you remember when he went into office, how black his hair was? And have you noticed in your own life how confrontations can invite salt and pepper into your life? That being the case, it does not diminish you from maturing in wisdom. Our president is more wiser now than he has ever been. Because you just can't be president with a title. You have to do your due diligence. Every one of us in here, you just can't have a title. You have to do your due diligence. Look at your neighbor and say, Pastor is really saying talk is cheap. Amen, amen. How many of you know that talk will get you out of trouble, but you need wisdom to get out of trouble? Wisdom is very important because life is too short now. And I was asking my sister-in-law yesterday, I said, they're saying that longevity with this generation could reach 100 years. I said, my, I would love to live a long time. But the way the world is, I think I would be better just spending eternity with God. Paul said, well, it's expedient that I stick around. I'm in betwixt. I want to go, but if I leave you, who's going to father you? Who's going to teach you? Who's going to show you the spiritual ropes, the pros and the cons? Paul often said, I want to take you to another level, but you're carnal. You're babes. And I can't switch out your diapers yet. Look at somebody say, I left my diapers home. Thank God. I would speak to you in a more advanced vocal way. But because of your carnality, you're not ready for this wisdom. Wisdom that God hands out are for soldiers. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Whether you know it or not, all of you all are in your private war. Oh, yes, you are. And saving Private Ryan is the only one that needs to be saved. All of us need a visitation from the hand of God that is able to deliver us. But wisdom will help you to apply not only understanding, but concepts and principles that will give you an advantage as a child of God. Because if Adam and Eve fell by the craftiness of Satan, and with the wisdom that they had, they laid it down just for a moment. And it only takes a moment, preach, Pastor Martin. It only takes a moment for you to relax in your wisdom, and the devil will get the upper hand. I'm so glad that I was wise enough to hear, as you, that the road that I once was on was the wrong road.
Oh, glory to God. I know this message blessed your hearts this morning. And certainly, we do serve an awesome God. And He is an awesome God, the same yesterday, today, and forever, and especially 2015. Be blessed right here on Praise 100.9 and 92.7.
Like a ship that's tossed and driven, battered by storms of life raging, and the fury falls on me. I wonder what I've done, Lord. That makes this race so hard to run. Then I say to my soul, take courage, 'cause you know the Lord, He'll make a way somehow. Something evil is present on every hand. I look up, oh yes I do, and I wonder why that good fortune but to say, so be patient, you know you gotta hang in there, because I know, don't you know, the Lord, He'll make a way somehow. misunderstanding. Out of all the good I tried to do, I go to my friends for consolation, and I find them, you know, I find them complaining.
Funeral announcements for the Alexander Funeral Home, located 1424 Statesville Avenue here in the city of Charlotte, North Carolina. The phone number is 704-333-1167. Or you can go to their website, and it is www.alexanderfunerals.com. Give them a call today. Ask them about their pre-arranged and pre-financed funerals. Make an appointment with one of their licensed pre-arrangement counselors today. The Alexander Funeral Home has been in business for 100 years. Well, you want to do the very best for those that you care for. Remember the Alexander Funeral Home. Funeral announcements. Mr. Douglas Hall Glenn, wait 12 noon. Service 1 p.m. on Friday at the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. Mr. Stephen Dozier, wait 11 a.m. Service 12 noon at the Steel Creek AME Zion Church. Miss Ruth H. Lilly, wait 10 a.m. Service at 11 a.m. at the Park Church. Incomplete, Mr. Preston Barrett, Miss Mary Ann Cope. When you want to do the very best for those that you love, consider the Alexander Funeral Home. They have been in business for 100 years. They are located 1424 Statesville Avenue right here in the city of Charlotte. And the phone number again is 704-333-1167. And remember, my friends, earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. And we are praying for you. For the last half hour, you have been listening to the You Can Be an Overcomer's Gospel Show with your host, Pastor D.K. Martin. You can tune into the broadcast every Sunday morning from 6 a.m. to 6:30 on Praise 100.9 and 92.7 WPZS. Also, you can listen to the broadcast on www.praisecharlotte.com. Podcast page on your desktop, computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone. 24/7, 365 days out of a year. On the World Wide Web. You Can Be an Overcomer's Gospel Show is brought to you by the Alexander Funeral Home, located 1424 Statesville Avenue here in the city of Charlotte, North Carolina. Also, we want to thank Flora's Restaurant, located 1820 Milton Road, right here in the city of Charlotte, North Carolina, owned and operated by Miss Donna Brown. You can also correspond with Pastor Martin at the Great New Life Baptist Church, located 1413 Anderson Street. The phone number is 704-376-0603. If you're interested in any CDs, use this information and we will get back with you. Until next Sunday, my friend, remember, you can be an overcomer.